What's up guys, it's Nihar here from Nilgiri Social. Influencer marketing on social media platforms can be a huge drain on your resources and a massive waste of time. Or it can be one of the best marketing tactics if you've ever used. It's all about who you choose. If you're going to work with a social media influencer, here's what you need to do before selling the appropriate deal. First, evaluate their engagement rate. It's easy to evaluate an influencer on social media platforms by looking at their follower number, likes and comments, but moreover, it's important to look at their engagement level as well. If you see thousands of followers but not many likes on their posts, it's not a good sign. Also, if there's an impressive number of likes on the post of your influencer which has been posted latest, but only 50 to 60 on the post from a month back or so, then probably the likes have been bought from a dodgy site selling fake engagement. Second, check if the community is alive. Community is key when evaluating an influencer's profile. You want to make sure that there's a real conversation happening between the influencer and the community. This means that the majority of the comments from the influencer's followers are genuine and not two-word spam comments or obscure emojis. And that, above all, the influencer is replying to those comments with something more personal than thanks. Third, make sure their follower growth is steady. The same rule applies to follower growth as to account activity such as likes and comments. A sudden and significant spike in followers over one day? They're sure as hell not real. Sudden and significant drop in followers, we're talking over thousands over one day. Bot accounts can't be influenced and fake engagements can't be monetized, so walk away now. It is possible to gain a lot of followers organically. For example, Instagram has stopped showing posts chronologically in the feed. As a general rule, the follower growth of a real influencer should be steady and fairly consistent. Besides, it's not just about numbers. 5,000 engaged followers are more valuable than 5 lakh bot accounts. As with everything, quality beats quantity. Fourth, do some snooping on Google. A quick Google search is pretty much the answer to everything. Well, kind of. If you search an influencer's name, you can get a good idea of their authority outside other social media accounts too, which can be useful when deciding whom to collaborate with. Are they present on other channels? Do they have a loyal following on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube? Check out the earned media value, which can include mention and backlink from other brands and influencers. Fifth, look into what they're promoting. Look for tag posts within their feed and check out whom they collaborated with previously. Are the posts they promote consistent with the personal brand? Or do they put their name behind literally anything? From toothpaste to car tires, if that's the scenario, avoid. A good influencer will be selective with what they promote because they value their personal brand and they know their audience. You can also check out the posts they have been tagged in to see which brands they collaborate with or endorse them, or even just repost their content. Sixth, ask for proof. Finally, it doesn't hurt to ask influencers what results they have generated from previous collaborations with other brands. Fair enough, the responsibility to evaluate a campaign doesn't lie exclusively with an influencer. It's also up to brands to make sure the success of a campaign is measurable by providing specific discount and UTM tracking codes, among other things. That said, if you're putting real time and energy into promoting something, you're meant to know how well you're doing, right? A good influencer should be able to back up their worth with some basic stats at least, such as how many followers were gained for the brand they promoted throughout the campaign, how much referral traffic was generated to external sites, and so on. So, for now, you can be happy in the knowledge that you're definitely not getting ripped off from an influencer. So, if you have any knowledge or resources that can help to build a great influencer campaign, do let us know. That's it, folks. Signing off.